This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
I want an all-star special. I don't care how far you live from the station or Waffle House. Both teams aren't losing tonight. I want breakfast.
Bring me breakfast.
And I know you're still listening.
I've got Louisville beating Auburn in that second round in Lexington.
Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
Still win an all-star special.
When's the last time you had Waffle House?
Been a fat minute.
Well, sorry, it's not happening today.
Damn it.
We owe somebody breakfast. Ron Slay had VCU going to the Final Four.
Yep. Thanks, Ron.
He said potentially.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Somebody on that list said that the Yankees haven't won in forever, but always have the legacy like the Patriots. I don't know if the legacy's still there for the Patriots. Like, they kind of fell quickly. I don't know. Maybe so. But no, it is day two of March Madness. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. But the reaction that was yesterday with both teams losing. Obviously, in the bracket that everybody fills out, nobody cares about your bracket, but you went 10-6. Is that right?
Yep, 10-6.
And I went 9-7.
Not stellar.
No. 19-13 is not great for two guys that do this for a living.
Yeah.
You're supposed to know. But we were wrong. I didn't think that both teams were built for, you know, obviously I didn't think that they were going to play in the Sweet 16 against each other because they would have had to play St. John's on Saturday. Kansas would have.
St. who?
Don's.
Thank you.
And thank you. And Missouri would have had to play Texas Tech, which I think both fan bases would have realized, like, man, at least they got to win, you know. But here we are talking about Kansas this way. And look, for what it is with Kansas, they had some misses on this team. Like, Dwan Harris yesterday had 0 points in the first half and then had three quick buckets. And it was like, okay, here we go, right? Here they come. And KU kind of turned it around. And then Hunter Dickinson, the real Hunter Dickinson, showed up and threw a pass to, I don't know who.
Don't know.
And it's almost like he had money on Arkansas. I kid.
I mean, they had four turnovers in the last, like, six possessions. It was something egregious. It was terrible at the end of the game.
Oh, it was terrible. Like, after the, like,
abysmal.
After the media timeout in the 4 minutes, I think Harold Koontz tweeted it out. It was like turnover, turnover, missed shot, turnover, missed shot, and then it was just game over. And Calipari now 7-6 in the head-to-head matchup against Bill Self. So advantage one of the Dons. But the reaction to what was yesterday, right, was the fact that, you know, I was confident that both teams were going to win. I was super wrong. Congratulations to the Texans. Way to go. way to have, you know, every once in a while that hatred bias is, it pays off because now you're shining. You're like a pig rolling in hog, you know what? A hit. And I think that, you know, it's, it merits, I think, the fact that I think a lot of people still believed that both teams would win due to the reactions that we're having today and last night. Now, we did say yesterday that the majority of the nation in betting was leaning towards Drake. And to take what I've been told from Gold, from other people about gambling, when everybody's heavy on one side, you should fade away.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, Missouri, you know, whatever. And it was never Missouri's game. Now, they got it close towards the end.
Yeah, I thought they could figure it out there at the end for a second. They got, you know, the game in their pace, kind of in their terms. But yikes, dude, that was ugly. Uglier than KU's performance for a minute.
For a second, yeah, because it was, I think, at one point it was like 48 to 36.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, Drake's just going to run away with this. And then, you know, Kansas played catch-up all game, finally got the lead. I think they were up by three with like four-something left.
Felt like they were in control a little
bit. And
then
just dissipated fast.
Mm-hmm.
So not good. But the best thing about this is unlike college teams, I think you're more, maybe I'm wrong here. I've been wrong a lot lately. But I think you have a little bit more bias towards professional teams than you do college teams. And the greatest thing about this day is that you get 16 more games today. You get to, you know, short-term memory.
Yep.
You know, maybe your bracket's not completely busted because I doubt a lot of people outside of Sidney Thomas didn't have Missouri going all the way to the national championship game. Like, come on, let's be real. Nobody had them probably going to the Sweet 16. Nobody probably had them going at least to the Elite Eight.
Hope
maybe,
not.
And maybe a lot of people had them, you know, losing in the first round. But that's why today in the March Madness tournament is such a short-term memory loss, right? You go from catastrophic failure yesterday locally, which that's a plus and a minus for both teams playing at the same time on the same day. Is the plus is, you know, exactly played out how we were talking to Maloney about it yesterday at Jefferson's. Was like, he was like, man, I just wish that like one would play at like 3 and the other one would play at 6. And I was like, well, at least in this matchup, with the way they're, you know, programmed today, by the time KU is coming to an end, there will be about 9 to 10 minutes left in the Missouri game where you can flip back over and catch the end of that. Unfortunately, it was puke all over yourself, lost in KU, and then Missouri gave you a little bit of hope, and then it just completely ran away. They just got outplayed by Drake and the local kids. By the way, did you know their point guard went to Liberty?
Oh, wow. Local? Mm-hmm. Wow.
And their coach used to coach at Northwest Missouri State, who is probably going to get a different job outside of Drake in the next couple of years.
Well, I wish I would have known that before I picked the game. I didn't know they had local talent.
Yeah, because now what a lot of people are saying.
That's cool.
And I saw Carrington say this, that if Bill Self were to hang it up in the next couple of years, why not go give old McCollum a call? Why don't you call Drake?
Yeah.
Hey, man, Bill's out. You've got Drake. A system that works. You're a local guy. Somebody's going to eventually have to take over Bill Self. We already heard somebody call 913-586-7965. Your venue to vent, the venting venue here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey and Dusty Likens on this Friday. Again, Bob back on Monday. Feel free. Let us know. We're here for you. We're not Fox 4 working for you. We're 96.5 The Fan here for you. Or like the liner says, 913-586-7965. Call in and tell me how much I suck.
Well, we already had Steve call in.
Yeah, Steve was pissed.
Yeah, here's what Steve said.
Man, it's time for Bill Self to retire, dude.
Steve called it. I don't know about that, Steve.
Are you excited about anything today?
Oh, 100%. There's still, so, like you said, short-term memory. You know what? We both were trash yesterday.
Yeah.
It's okay. We move forward. We're going to have fun today.
Yeah.
I don't know what the first game is. Like, I haven't looked at the schedule.
Colorado State. Memphis.
Oh, see, okay. Yesterday's first game, Dud City, right? We were sitting there, Louisville, Creighton. Come on, Louisville.
Right.
Please, please.
Yeah.
Our guy Nick Price couldn't even get the 11.5 from Louisville.
Nope.
That's how much they stunk. So that's fun. We've got a first good game, Memphis and Colorado State. I've got Memphis and you've got State, right? So this will be good.
I'm sorry, that game's at 1:00.
Okay.
I apologize.
Still.
Wrong again. First game today is Baylor, Mississippi State at 11:15. That's a 9-8 matchup. 11:40 is your Crimson Tide They play Robert Morris at 11:40. That's a 15-2. And then at 12:30 is Lipscomb and Iowa State.
There we go.
And then 1 o'clock, Colorado State, Memphis. By the way, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Baylor and Mississippi State. That's a big game for our SEC Big 12 bet.
We still have one alive, right?
Believe so.
Okay, we still have one bet alive that more SEC teams will make the Sweet 16
yes.
than the Big 12. Texas is out. Kansas is out. Mizzou's out.
Yep.
Right? So we'll have to go through and look and see how many teams, because I think BYU makes the Sweet 16. I think Houston makes the Sweet 16. I think Texas Tech makes the Sweet 16. And Iowa State makes the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Okay? I think Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Bama all make the Sweet 16. So we got 5 versus 4. It's closer
it's
than we
close,
think.
It's closer than we
closer
think.
Closer than we think. But Colorado State's my team to get on the side of. I think they beat Memphis today.
I hope so.
Kyan Evans, by the way, went to Staley High School. Shout out Jason Ketz. He's a sophomore, 6'2", 175-pound guard. One of their better players. And then the other one is Nick Clifford. He's the fifth year senior, 6'6". He's the one that kind of turned it on in the tournaments for them. But look for Colorado State to be that 12-5 upset today. And again, if you're smart, you would bet against me. A lot of you would be like, oh, I saw yesterday's results. I heard Dusty yesterday talking about these teams that'll win. I'm going to take Memphis.
Yeah. Is he like Colorado State? Oh, okay, cool. Memphis.
Yeah. No, that's definitely in the cards and I'm okay with it. But Nick Clifford, the fifth-year senior, stud for Colorado State, going to be a pro. And then Kyan Evans, the kid from Staley High School, also a local tie there. But it is interesting that you get to pick a new team. You get to ride a new team into the tournament. I think there'll be a lot of people that are on the team of Drake, right? No local team. It's kind of like the NBA now. So the argument yes. that you're like, oh, I don't watch the NBA because I don't have any, you know, or I love the NBA because I don't have a local team to root for, right? Like Randall was saying that yesterday that came out and met us. He was yep. like, yeah, I like the NBA. I don't have a dog in the fight. And now college basketball, whether you are into it or not, if you had the mindset the whole time that like KU Missouri aren't going to do diddly poo in this tournament, I don't really care. I'm just going to see how good my bracket comes out. Well, now you can go pick a team to, you know, kind of take you there. Like I'm big St. Don's guy. I haven't won the entire thing at 28-1.
Looked good yesterday.
Right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Little shaky in the first half.
Yep.
Shake the nerves out. Ended up pulling away a little bit at the end of the first half and then won by 30. Like 85-55
did
or something
what they
like
needed.
That. Or 83-53, whatever it was.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.